We begin the Karen Daf Masach, this Erev and Daf Pei Zayin. We begin 6 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins and explains 3 different cases that are ramifications based on the Chiddush Din that was said on the top of this Amud, a discussion that was brought in from the previous Daf, from Reb Chananya ben Akavya, and that is he had mentioned a special leniency. That if, let's say, there's a 10-story building that ends right over the sea, and then if someone has a gezustra, a balcony that's coming out from the wall, which is directly over the sea, even without any walls, he allowed one to make a hole in middle of this board. If it's a 24 by 24 tefach squared board, this type of a balcony, even without walls, one could make a hole of 4 by 4 tefachim in the middle, and then carry the water from the sea up to the porch. Now, although the porch is a Rishus HaYachid and the sea is a Karmelis, however, based on 2 different principles together, he allowed that carry, which is based on Kaif, which is that we view the 10 tefachim on either side of this 4 tefach hole as if they are bent down, as if they are halachic walls of 10 tefachim each, and since it's surrounding an area of 4 tefachim, that's valid walls. Then, together with the principle of gurachis, of viewing the walls as if they extend downward, since it's over water, there are certain leniencies we allow to go all the way down, and therefore we view that water underneath the gezustra, underneath the balcony, as if it's a reshus hayachid enclosed by these walls, and that's where you could draw the water up. So now, that's where our Gemara begins. Amar Abaye, uladivir Reb Chananya ben Akavya, based on these principles of putting together kaif and good that he had mentioned, there are 3 different cases that are even further leniencies. So as Abaye says, hayisasmucha lekaisel, if this board, this neser, was next to the wall, bepachis migimel tefachim, less than 3 tefachim away, and that is, if let's say the wall of this upper story where the porch, this gezustra is coming out from, which was on the edge of the water, if this board was put on to 2 zizin on these two little pieces of wood or whatever it is that's coming out, it's coming out of the wall. And if the edge of this plank, of this board, if it's less than 3 tefachim away from the wall, so this wall becomes one of the 4 walls that are necessary to enclose what we're going to create now, this area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, as the hole going down, the wall of the house is going to be one of the walls. Now, the airspace that's less than 3 tefachim between this board and the wall will help to be considered as part of the 4 tefachim squared area of the hole that we need to be surrounded by these 4 walls. Now, although the plank is within 3 tefachim from the wall, they carved out an area of a tefach, which from between the board and the wall, by a distance of on the width of the board, of 4 tefachim in its length, which that would complete the hole that's between the board and between the wall of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Then, by continues, so this board, tzarech shehei arka dalet ames, it has to have a length of 4 ames, v'rochfa, and its width only has to be echad aser mashu, 11 and a little bit of a tefach. And the reason for this is it has to have, besides what we're carving out from it, this tefach, and again, the distance from the wall to the plank along a length of 4 tefachim, it has to have another width of 10 tefachim. The reason being is because we have to apply kaif to bend that part of the plank to create that second wall opposite the wall of the house. So that together will be 11 and a little bit more of a width of a tefach, again, because you have to carve out a tefach and a mashu to create this area of the space between the wall of the house and the plank, which will be this area of 4x4 tefachim. And the rest of that plank has to be bent down to create the second wall. Now, the length of it, of this plank, has to be 4 amas. And the reason for this is because you need to have 10 tefachim for either side of the hole to say kaif on both sides. Now, when you bend both sides, now, even though we said before that the plank is 11 and a little bit more of a tefach, that part will not help for enclosing the halal, the space of this hole, a 4 tefachim squared. Only part of that will help will be a tefach and a little bit more from this side and a tefach and a little bit more from the other side. And the reason being is because the other 10 tefachim that are sticking out from the middle mechitza and towards the water, that becomes the middle wall. When you bend that downwards, so it comes out that the only thing you have left over here is only a tefach and a little bit more. Now, so therefore, you have, again, this board, this the four amas, and which, again, you're getting, if four amas is 24, is going to be 24 tefachim, 10 for that side, 10 for this side. So you're bending it down, but you don't really get the whole thing, because really that whole bulk of it that's coming out is being bent down opposite the wall, to be the middle wall. So all you're really left with that's not being used as that wall is that tefach hamashu, which was carved out, which was to create the hole. Now, all you're having really on either sides that are perpendicular to the wall of the house and that other wall that's being bent is only a tefach and a little bit, but since it's within, opposite the wall that it's facing, it's now going to be less than three tefachim, because it was only a space of four tefachim, and with now it being a tefach hamashu, that wall is going to be three tefachim from the wall of the house. That applies the principle of lovet, as if we view it as if it's closed up. So therefore, both sides, although they're only a tefach hamashu, after you use the whole width of that plank as the middle wall, it creates two other side walls, and therefore you have four walls, the wall of the house, you have the wall opposite the house, which is based on the extra 10 tefachim of the width, and then based on the length that you have of the four amas, you're going to have 10 tefachim of just a width of a tefach hamashu, but since it's within three tefachim of the wall on either side, those are going to create these virtual walls on both sides, and therefore you have four walls. So this is based obviously on Reb Chananya ben Yekava's chiddush that you could have both a principle of kaif and the principle of good. That's one case. The second case Abai mentions is Haisa Zakufa. If the plank, if the board was upward, in other words, the length was going vertical. So then Tsarch Shihe Gaiva, so then you need the height, which again is the length going up and down, going downwards, has to be Asara Tvachim, has to be 10 Tvachim. The reichva and the width of this plank has to be vav tvachim v'shnei mashim. It has to be six tvachim with two little bit amounts more. As we said, that the 10 tvachim has to be standing upward, because that obviously is going to be a wall, which is what the height of a mechitza has to be. Now the the six tvachim and two mashus are going to be opposite the wall. And it's going to be a distance of four tefachim from the wall. So now what you're going to do is you bend the edges of the width, which means basically from the sides, you have this height of 10 tefachim facing the wall of the house. And now you have this width of the six tefachim and two mashus, so you have an extra, all you need to have is a width of four tefachim. You can play with the extra two tefachim and the two mashus. So what you do is you bend the edge of the width, a tefach and a mashu on one side, and therefore now what you have is you have the edge that's within three tefachim near the wall that it was facing till now, which again, based on the principle of lavid, you're going to have a mechitza of four tefachim on the side, because it was within four, it was a space of four tefachim, which is what you need to have. It has to have a space of four tefachim, because or else they can't, walls are not considered walls surrounding an area unless it has a hole of four tefachim, a space in between it. So now when you have the space of four tefachim and you bend one side, now that tefach hamashu is going to make it less. If you have four minus a tefach hamashu, you get within three tefachim of the wall. Then you bend a tefach and a mashu on the other side of the width. That makes it within three of the wall again on the other side. Based on lavid, you have another mechitza of four, because although it's a tefach hamashu, but together with lavid, it connects and makes a mechitza of four. And then you have the third wall, which is opposite the wall of the house, which again has a width of four tefachim, again based on after that you took a tefach hamashu on both sides. So therefore what you have now is you have a space of four tefachim being surrounded with walls that have a height of 10 tefachim. So what you could do is you could open up your window of the wall and you could just go ahead and fill it up. Again, that's a chiddush, which is even more lenient than the case before, that all you need to have is a height, is just 10 tefachim in one direction, that's in the height and the length, and have a width of 6 tefachim and 2 mashus on the width, again, based on the principle of loved and of kaif and of good, you're going to have these virtual walls that will separate the water beneath it as if it's a rishus hayachid. The third and final case, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, he say medis bekeren zavis. If let's say it was in a corner, that is, you have two perpendicular walls that are facing the water, and therefore all you need to have now is extra two walls. So all you have to have is Tzorech Shehei Goyva. You need to have that the height, that is the length that's standing up of this board to be Yud Tfachim, to be Ten Tfachim. For Rachven here, the width, all you need to have is Beis Tfachim Vishnei Mashrin. All you have to have here is a width of two Tfachim and two Mashrus. And what you do is that you stand it, the board standing up, and you have the edge of the width is going to be opposite the wall, to be opposite one of the walls, that and it'll be within three Tfachim, which again, based on the principle of Lavid, we're going to have it as a wall. And that wall, since the width is a little bit more than two Tfachim, you're going to have a width of that wall of five and a little bit, because if you take less than three, which is it has to be within three to be considered Lavid, and you take two and two Mashim, which is what the width was, that comes out to five plus, because you lose that mashu of what it has to be with and love it, and then you have two mashus, so therefore it comes out to five and a mashu. So that's the wall that's facing one of the walls. Now regarding the second wall, that it's opposite the width, which is a distance of four tefachim, now you could bend the extra tefach and mashu that's excess on the measurement of the width, because all you need to have is four tefachim, and we said that it comes out when you have the two tefachim and a mashu with and three tefachim of the wall, you're going to end up with a virtual wall of five and a mashu, so you have extra tefach and a mashu. You bend that towards the wall that it was the distance of four tefachim, so it comes out that the edge of the board now is with and three tefachim. Now, based on the principle of Lavid, you're going to have two mechitzes of four tefachim, and that's together with the two mechitzes of the wall that was already there of the house. Therefore, this is the most lenient of them all. All you have to have is a length of 10 tefachim and a width of 2 tefachim and 2 mashus. You're going to create two more walls to add up to the two walls that they already were. And therefore, again, based on the chidushim of Rabbi Chanan ben Yakavya, you can go ahead and draw the water out from your window from the water on, that's beneath it. But now the Gemara asks, but then this that we learned in the Braisa, which we had quoted before, Rabbi Chananya ben Yakavya Omer says, Gezuz teros sheyesh ba dalet ames al dalet ames, a balcony that has an area of 4 ames by 4 ames squared, which is 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim squared, that he said that if you want to be able to carry, if you want to be able to draw the water from beneath it, although you don't have mechitzes, chaykik ba dalet al dalet mamal, you could carve out an area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in the middle of this board, and then you could draw up the water, which essentially Chananya ben Yakavya is requiring an area of chaf dalet by chaf dalet tefachim. Hechi mishkachasla, where do you ever find such a case? We just quoted three different cases, no matter if there's one wall from the house, two walls, whatever it is, all of them are much, much less than requiring 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim squared, even without mechitzes. So when do you ever have this case of requiring so much? That the Gemara says, David de Kasi. So that's necessary when you make it like a mortar, which basically that means to say that it's not near any walls. And rather, you're setting it up on top of pegs, on top of poles. Then you need to have that the entire airspace and all the mechitzes have to come from within the board itself, which is like what a meducha, like a mortar is. And therefore, such a case, as we had explained before, since if you're going to need to have a board of 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim squared, because you can't use any other areas of any other walls to add on, you're going to have the walls on either side of this 4x4 tefachim square in the middle, which requires on every direction 10 extra tefachim to make kaif, to bend down, to have walls on all four sides, and then to utilize good aches as if it's coming down. That's when he needed such a big measurement. But if there are any walls, one or two, obviously he would require even much less of a measurement in the measurements of this nesser, of this board. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, talking about regarding mechitzas, walls, partitions, when we're discussing mayim regarding water. And that there are many leniencies that we gave regarding water that we didn't have in general mechitzas. So the Mishnah begins, Amas HaMayim, a water canal. And that is even in Rosh HaSayachid, we review this canal as a karmelis. And therefore, this canal that Shehiveres Bachatzah that's going through in the courtyard, Ein Memal Nemen B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to draw the water from this canal, although it's in a chatzar, you're not allowed to draw the water from it on Shabbos. Elim Kein Asu L'Mechitza Gevoy Yud Tfachim, unless if they had made partitions, 10 Tfachim high, B'Chnisa U'Bitzia, both in the entryway, when it comes into the chatzar, and when this canal leaves the chatzar, if you make it within the lip of the canal, along the width of the canal, that is, then it's obvious that you're making these walls for the water itself. to show that this is a different area from the chatzer and from the rest of the canal, which is a karmelis. Now, the mechitzas of the chatzer, which obviously you enclose in the chatzer, that are hanging and go up on top over the canal, that doesn't help. And now, although we say that a mechitza tluya, hanging partition, does permit by water, that's only when it's visible and it's recognizable that this mechitza was made for the purpose of the water. For example, as a Mishnah later on speaks about, by gezustra, by a porch, by a balcony, although the mechitza, the tluya, is hanging way up above the water, but it's obvious that it was made for drawing the water, then it's permitted. Or similarly to the mission that we had mentioned on the previous daf, that when you have the mechitzas within the bar, then also it's going to help, because then it's obvious, even though it's teluya, it's hanging, it doesn't go all the way down to the bottom, but it's obvious being made for the water. Whereas over here, the regular partitions of the chatzar are not going to help, because it's not obvious, it's not made specially for the water. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Yehuda argues, as his opinion was mentioned in the previous Mishnah, he says, "Koisel shal gaba tidoin mishum mechitza." The wall, which is just enclosing the chatzar, for the sake of enclosing the chatzar, that itself is valid to be considered this mechitza that's necessary to enclose the karmelis, this amas hamayim, and therefore that'll be enough to be able to draw the water. You don't have to make new mechitzas, as the Tanakhama had said. As to prove this, Amar Behuda, he says, Maisa ba'amash al Avil. There was an incident with the canal of Avil, which is the name of a city, and it went throughout the chatzeris of that city. Shoyim malamene, that they filled up from that canal in the chatzeris, and that is the walls of the mechitzas of the wall of the chatzer that were hanging over it, were valid, and they did work, and they did this al pizakein and b'shabas, based on the elders, that means the chacham, the tzaddikim of that dar, allowed it. And this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitas, as we mentioned, that he argues also regarding the Mishnah that talks about bar, that he says you don't have to have it within the lip of the bar. You could have it even on top. That's how lenient he is regarding Mechitza Tluya, that's Matzah B'mayim. Amar Lo, they answered him, you bring a riot from that story. The reason of that Amas HaMayim of Avil was because the Amas HaMayim did not have the measurements to be a karmelis, either in the depth of 10 tefachim it didn't have, or in the width of 4 tefachim it didn't have. Because water does not become its own reshus, to be viewed as a karmelis, if it's less than a depth of 10 tefachim, or of a width of 4 tefachim. And therefore, accordingly, if it goes through a reshus harabim, it would be considered a reshus harabim, as the Mishnah in Hazarik and Masech the Shabbos and Daf Kof Amud Beis has, that if you throw 4 amas in the sea, you're potter, because it's a karmelis. However, if it was a rekak mayim, if it was just a shallow pool of water, and the reshus haram, the people in the public domain, walked through it, then you're chayiv, because that's considered part of the reshus haram, not as a karmelis. Now, there the Gemara explains how much is the rekak mayim, what is that measurement that it's considered as reshus haram, not as a karmelis. That's if it's less than 10 tefachim. So obviously, water that's not does not have a depth of 10 tefachim is not considered its own reshus to be a karmelis. Rather, it's viewed as the domain that it's in, and therefore, when this amas hamayim is in the chatzer, and it's less than a depth of 10 tefachim, it'll be viewed as a reshus yachan, and that was the reason for the story in Avil, is because it did not have the requisite measurement to be considered a karmelis, and therefore was considered as part of the chatzer, and that's why they were able to draw. But a regular amas hamayim that has the shiur of a karmelis, one would not be able to draw from it just by having the regular mechitzas of a chatzer over it, has to be within the lip. Now the Gemara brings a braisa to explain what was said in our Mishnah. Turn up on, we learned in the braisa. Asu lo b'chnisa v'loy asu lo b'yitzi. If they made these mechitzas within the lip of the bar, within of the amas hamayim, to separate in the entry where it comes into the chatzer, but they didn't make where it leaves. Or asu lo b'yitzi v'lo asu lo b'chnisa. Or they made these mechitzas where it leaves the chatzer, but not where it comes in. Ein memal hamayim b'shabbos, then you cannot fill up water from that amas hamayim on Shabbos, and that's because it doesn't help anything. Because we still view it as connected to the water, which is out of the chatzer, where either where it comes in, where you didn't make it, or on the outside where you didn't make it. And therefore we say the whole amas hamayim, even within the chatzer, is viewed as a karmelis. Elum kein, asu lo mechitza, yotfachim b'yitziyah b'chnisa, unless if you made these partitions, ten tefachim high, both when it comes in, where it comes into the chatzer, and both where it leaves the chatzer, then we will not view it as a karmelis. Rather, then we would view it as if it starts here in this chatzer. That's what these mechitzas would do for us. But it therefore has to have only, it has to have in both where it comes in and where it leaves the chatzer. Behudaimer, as he said in our Mishnah, says no. Koisel shal gabah tida mishum mechitza. The walls that are on top, which are just there to enclose the chatzer, those are enough to separate as a mechitza, even for the amas hamayim itself. And Amr Behuda says to prove this, ma'isa ba'amas hamayim shahisa ba'avil shahisa ba me'avil tzipari. There was this water canal that came from Avil all the way to the city of Tzipari. They would fill up from it within the chatzeres on Shabbos based on the elders' psak. So Amaloi, they responded to Misham Raya, you bring a Raya from that story. That's because that canal was either not a depth of 10 tefachim or did not have a width of 4 tefachim. And that's because less than the width of 4 tefachim, it's not considered significant enough to be considered its own domain. And therefore it's baltal to whatever domain it is. So if it's in the chatzar, yes, they were able to draw it. But if it would be the share of a carmelis, then one would not be able to fill up from it just based on the walls that are separating the chatzars. So related to this, the Gemara brings another brisa. Tani idach, we learn another brisa. Amas hamayim hoyeveres ben hachaloinus, a canal of water that goes between the windows. And this would be similar to what one would have in, let's say, the city of Venice. That if, let's say, it's in a mavoi or in a courtyard, and you have houses on either side of this canal. Now, there's no one that can walk over there because there's water, but you have windows that are open on either side from either house with this canal running between these two houses, and they could fill up from their water, from their window to fill up the water. So the halach is as follows. Pachis migimel, if it's less than the width of 3 tefachim in its width, and the Gemara will explain later, what are we talking about here, if what has less than 3? But the Tanakhama says that if it has less than a width of 3 tefachim, then mishalshal deliyim emal, then you could lower down your bucket from your window, and he could do it from his window, and fill up the water. Gimel, imashalshal deliyim emal, but if it's a width already of 3 tefachim, then one cannot go ahead and lower down his bucket and fill up his water. Shimingamlil argues, and he says, Pachis midalad mishalshad limamali, less than a width of four tefachim, that one can still lower down this bucket and fill up. Dalad e mishalshad limamali. However, if it's four tefachim already in the width, then one cannot lower his bucket and fill it up. Now the Gemara is going to explain. B'mayaskina, what are we talking about exactly over here? That we said this machlik is if it has a measurement of 3 or 4 tefachim to allow one to draw the water. Again, what we're talking about here is, you have a house on one side of this canal, another house on the other side of the canal, and you have this canal running between. So he said that if the canal, we don't know what was said, but we said if it's less than 3 tefachim or 4 based on the machlekes, then one could draw the water, lower his bucket through the window, fill it up. But if it's more than 3 or 4, then one cannot. What exactly are we talking about? If, as one would assume, they were talking about the width of the canal itself, and that's what the Tanakhama is saying, that if it has a width of 3 tefachim, then it's already a carmelis, and then you can't fill up from it anymore to the Rishus HaYachid, to the house, that you have a window opening up to it. But if that's the case that we're talking about, that lower than 3 tefachim, that's just like a makom patur, it's not significant, you can fill up water, but if it's more, it's already carmelis, and you can't fill it from carmelis to Rishus HaYachid. But ve'eloha d'chi asir avdimi om Rabbi Yechanan, that ain't carmelis p'chus medal. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that a carmelis is not less than 4 tefachim. Less than 4 tefachim, it's a makom patur. A carmelis has to have at least an area of 4 tefachim. Lemik ketanoi amrit l'shmaita. So you're going to say that his statement was said in the machlokes tanoim, because it comes out that the rabbanon who are saying that already with a width of 3 tefachim, it's already considered carmelis. If he says it's only with 4 tefachim, his statement is obviously being dependent on the machlokes tanoim. We wouldn't want to say that. So the Gemara now goes and gives 3 different terutzim about what is this measurement of 3 or 4 regarding if it's wider than that, then one cannot go ahead and draw water from his window from the canal that's between the two houses. First test the Gemara gives is, Ela be'agapeho. What we're talking about over here is related to the banks, the edges of the canal, ulahachlev, and its regard to making a transfer. And that's as follows, that the canal itself has the measurement of a carmelis. It's more than 4 tefachim wide. However, there are very high banks on the edge of the canal. Now, these banks help to create its own makom patur, as long as it itself, the banks, don't have a width of 3 tefachim. Now, what the person could do from his window, he lowers the pitcher down and he puts it on the banks. From there, he then lowers it from the bank to the canal itself. Then he fills it up. Then he goes and then he pulls back from the canal up to the banks. And from there, he brings it to his home, to the window, to the Rishus HaYachid. That now, the agapayim, the banks, which is some middle step, helps to be able to transfer this load, which is his bucket that he's drawing the water from a carmelis to Rishus HaYachid, and from Rishus HaYachid to a carmelis, through this area of this makom patur of the banks. And that's what Rabbanan is saying, that if the banks have a width of three tefachim, then that will not be considered anymore as a makom ptur, rather as its own significant domain, and then it won't be bottled to either area, both to the reshus hayachad of the home and to the karmelis of the canal. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say it would be dependent on four tefachim. And that was the halacha that we're talking about, not regarding the canal. You're right, the canal has to have to be considered a karmelis, an area of four tefachim. But we're talking about the banks. If the banks are three or four, that was a machloikis. If it's more than that, then it's not going to be considered as a makom ptur, to be bottled to both areas. Then it would be considered its own area. And then you wouldn't be able to use it as a transfer between the canal and the reshus hayachad. And that the Gemara asks. But v'haki aser of dimi amri Rabbi Yechanan, he said, makim she'in boi arba'al arba'i, he said, an area that's not four tefachim by four tefachim in its width, mutu lebnei reshus hayachid ulebnei reshus ram lekasav. You're right, that's considered a makim tur. And therefore the people from a private domain and the people of the public domain could both use this area to adjust their bundles. We don't view it as a reshus hayachid, we don't view it as a resham, we don't view it even as a karmelis. We view it as a makim tur that everybody could use it. But as long as you don't use it as a point of transfer to use from one domain to another through this makom ptur. And that is because since we're saying that either area, the Reshus Hayachad and the Reshus Haram, are allowed to go ahead and adjust their bundle in it, obviously, that we're considering that a makom ptur. Yet in spite of that, he says clearly, Rav Dimi, that one cannot go ahead and transfer through that makom ptur. So how can we go ahead and say to answer that what we're talking about is through the agapayim, that if it's less than three tefachim, or according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, less than four tefachim, then it's a makom ptur, and you could use it as a point of transfer from the canal through the agapayim, the banks, and to the house, and same way in the reverse. But we see clearly that even if something is a makom ptur, you cannot go ahead and use it as a point of transfer from a prohibited domain to the other domain. And that the Gemara answers, it's not difficult. Because that case of makom ptur of our dalal al dalal between Reshus Hayachad and Reshus Haram is different than our case of the banks of the canal to take from the canal to the home that's on this side of it. Because Hasam Reshuis Deiraisa, over there, by the case of Arbal Arba and the Reshus Hayachad and Reshus Haram, that were biblical domains, which again is Reshus Hayachad and Reshus Haram, is an Issa Deiraisa to take from one to the other. Therefore, it will come out that you'll be doing an Issa Deiraisa through a makom ptur, and that's more stringent. So even though it's through makom ptur, we don't allow such a transfer. But from a karmelis, which is what the Amas HaMayim is, to a Reshus Hayachad, which was what the house is, that's only an isser of transferring of drabbanim, because karmelis is a rabbinic domain. Therefore, to transfer through makom ptur, that would be permitted. Now, parenthetically, Rashi tells us that although Rav Dimi is telling us that less than four tefachim is considered makom ptur, yet in spite of that, drabbanim are telling us that if it's already three tefachim, these banks, it will not be considered makom ptur. We don't have to say that the statement of Dimi is dependent on the machlokes tanoim, because what we could say is that regarding biblical domains that are considered significant, then if something that's next to it is less than four tefachim, then it's still bottled to that biblical domain, and hence it's considered a makom ptur. But in regards to a karmelis, which is not such a chashuv area, it doesn't have biblical status, then it's only going to be batel, an area next to it, only if it does not have a width of more than three tefachim. But if it has already more than a width of three tefachim, then it will not be considered makom ptur towards the karmelis of the Amas HaMayim, and to allow the transfer of the Reshus Hayachad to the karmelis, or from the karmelis of the Amas HaMayim to the Reshus Hayachad. So the Gemara concludes this answer on Amud Beis and says, however, Hacha Rishayis Drabbanan. But over here, by the case of the Amas HaMayim from the canal, the water canal, to the Reshus Hayachad, to the house that's opened up to the canal, is only rabbinic, as we had just mentioned. And therefore, then you are allowed to go ahead and transfer through a makom ptur from the Amas HaMayim to the Agapayim, to the banks, all the way up to the house. And that's why it's not difficult, the statement of Rabbi Dimi and then Rabbi Yechanan, you cannot transfer, that's by biblical domains, but by rabbinic domains you could. And that the Gemara asks on this teretz. But v'ha Rabbi Yechanan, b'Rabbi Yechanan, who Rabbi Dimi was saying this halacha in his name, b'Rishuyis Drabbanan, even by rabbinic domains, for example, when you have two courtyards, which are only asam and Drabbanan, because min ha-Torah, they're both Reshus Hayachad, you could carry from one to the other, nami amar. He even said that you're not allowed to transfer through makom ptur, even when they're rabbinic domains, and therefore you can't say the teretz we just said. And that's because, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, that when you have two different chatzeres with a wall separating them, that one can bring up from his chatzer to the wall, and this one can bring up from his chatzer to the top of the wall. Same thing goes regarding taking down from the wall, but to transfer one is not allowed to. And the Gemara over there says that it's Rabbi Yechon l'shitasei, and that the Gemara brings, that's based on what Rav Dimi had said in his name, that a makam, a place, an area that's not dalal al dalad, which is what that wall is, as the Gemara is going to explain, is batal to both areas. But although it's a makam tur, as long as it says as long as you do not transfer, and that's in spite of the fact that they are rishuyos derabanan, so we can't say this teretz the Gemara just gave that it's talking about, that we're talking about the measurements of the banks of the agapayim, if they're more than 3 or 4, that's because it's regarding transferring, because it's going to be through a makam tur. But we see clearly, as we're going to say in a moment, that even through a makam tur, Rabbi Yochanan says, when they're rishuyos derabanan, you're still not allowed to transfer to be hachlif from the rishuyos derabanan through a makam tur. As ditnan, the girsa is supposed to be, as we learned in the Mishnah, which was mentioned before, kaisel shebein beis chatzeres, a wall that's between two different courtyards, gevay yud tfachim, v'rechav arba, with a height of 10 tfachim, and a width of 4 tfachim, which is has a domain of rishus ha-yachad on it. So then the halacha is, ma'arvin shnayim, ve'ei ma'arvin echad, the two chatzeres could only make two, which means they're separate eruv chatzeres, but they cannot join the head and join together and make eruv chatzeres together one as one big thing, because they're separated with like a rishus ha-yachad of this wall that's 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. If on top of this wall that separated these two chatzeres to his produce, elo oil mekamba oichlin, they can go up on the top and eat it. The elo oil mekamba oichlin, they can go up on top and eat it, because it's not considered as part of either chatzer. Rather, it's its own domain, its own rishus hayachad. So everyone could go ahead and utilize that rishus hayachad. However, nifrat hakoisel, if the wall was breached between the two different chatzeres, then ad eser amis, if it's up to an area of 10 amis, ma'arvin shnayim, then if they want, they can go ahead and still make their own separate eruvim, because they're not totally breached one to the other. We view them as separate areas, so they can make their own eruvim, the imratz, but if they want in this case, ma'arvin echad, they could go ahead and join together, m'neishu kapesa, because we view this breach, that's not more than 10 amis, as an opening between the two of them, which provides a leniency that you could view them as one if you want to, and to make the one bigger eruv chatzeres. But if the breach is more than 10 amas, then ma'arvin echad ve'im ma'arvin shnayim, then you can only join together in one erev, but you cannot make separate erevim, because that breach of more than 10 amas views them as one open area, because that's not a pesach anymore, that's a breach. We view that as one big chatzer, and therefore you have to, the only way to carry in either one would be to join together one big erev. So that was the mission that was set. The havinban, we asked, let's say a little bit slightly different case. Ein boyar bo mai. Let's say the wall that is 10 tefachim high does not have a width of 4 tefachim. So we said if it has a width of 4 tefachim, it's its own rishus hayachad, and then it has all the applicable halachas that was mentioned in the Mishnah. What's if the wall does not have a width of 4 tefachim? So Amar Rav, Rav says, and there's a machlokes. Rav says, Aver beiz rishuyis shaletis boy. He says the ear space of the two different domains, in other words, the two chatzeres on either side of the wall, has dominion over that wall, and that since it doesn't have a width of 4 tefachim squared, it's not considered its own rishus. And therefore, both of them have propriety over the width of the wall. And therefore, since they did not join together in the Erev, and this is considered an area that's part of both of them, so therefore, below Yaz's boy, you cannot move anything on top of the wall, Meloy Nima, even a hair breadth, you can't touch anything. So definitely, you wouldn't be able to take down anything from it or to bring anything from the courtyards up to top of the wall. So according to Rav, this case is much more stringent that does not have the width of 4 tefachim. However, Rabbi Yechanan says, Elu ma'alim mekam ha'oichlin, these people could bring up their stuff from their chatzer to the top of the wall. The Elu ma'alim mekam ha'oichlin, the other one could bring up their stuff from their side of the chatzer to the top of the wall, because to the contrary, it's a leniency that now that it's not 4 tefachim width, and it's not its own significant domain of Rishus HaYachad, we view it as batal to both of them as a leniency, similar to the concepts of makam tur. And this opinion of Rabbi Yechanan was going l'shitasei based on his opinion that mentions elsewhere. And this is the conclusion of the question that the Gemara is asking. And this was the support that we said for his opinion. An area that does not have 4 tefachim squared, it's permitted for both the people of the public domain and the people of the private domain to go ahead and adjust their bundles on this area that's less than 4 tefachim. That is, we consider it a mokum tur, which is bottled to both areas lekula. So that halacha, so the support is to say that, yes, you see that it's considered Makom Patur. So each one can use that area. However, the way we conclude in regards to this halacha of Chatzeres, which are Rishuyis the Yachid, we say as long as this one does not transfer from one to the other. So therefore we see clearly that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan of forbidding transfer through a Makom Patur, although we allow to use it, but that it's forbidden is not only by Rishuyis Deraisa, which is what we want to answer on Amen Alf, but even by Rishuyis Deyachid, which is what we're talking about when you have a chatzar on either side with a wall separating it, that although you could bring up or take down, you can't take from one to the top of the wall to the other chatzar. And that the Gemara answers, Hahi, that halacha that was said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, that these people could take up from their side to the top of the wall, and these could take up, but the inference was, but that you could not transfer, you could just take up from one to the onto the top or from the top down, which is because it's a makom patur, but you cannot transfer. That Zi'iri Amra, that halacha that was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, was Zi'iri saying it in his name. But Rav Dimi, he holds, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it would be permitted, as we had mentioned to answer on Amen Aleph, that you would be able to transfer from one Rishus HaYachid, from one domain to another domain, if there are only Rishuyas Derabbanan through Makom Patur. And therefore, our answer on Amen Aleph stands, which is the opinion of Rav Dimi, that one could take from the Amas HaMayim, which is only a Karmelis of Rishus Derabbanan, to the Agafayim, to the banks, which is a Makom Patur if it's less than three or four Tefachim, respectively, according to the opinion, and then take it to the Rishus HaYachid. Whereas Zi'iri, he argues on Rav Dimi, and he holds that no, that even by Rishuyas D'Rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan would hold that one could not transfer through a Makom Patur. So therefore the Gemara says, fine, that answer of Rav Dimi stands. But Zi'iri Kasha, but according to Zi'iri, we still have the question then that was mentioned in Amen Aleph, which we said that if it's less than three, which we didn't understand exactly what that meant, that then you could lower down your pitcher and fill up the water. Now, we couldn't say that it was talking about the Amas HaMayim itself, as we mentioned, because then Rav Dimi's opinion of that a Karmelis is only four Tefachim HaMor would be dependent on a Machlokes Tanoim. So he said it had to be talking about that we're talking about the width of the banks and regarding the transfer. So therefore, we see clearly that when the Arishuyas D'Rabbanan, which is what the Amas HaMayim is, that one is allowed to transfer through Makom Patur, which is not like Zi'iri, as he was quoted before, that he said that even by Chatzeres, which Arishuyas D'Rabbanan, one is not allowed to transfer through the Makom Patur of the wall on top of it. Now that the Gemara answers for Zi'iri, that Zi'iri Mukum La, Rabbi Zi'iri, which is the second teretz of the Gemara, he establishes the Machlekes of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan, that regarding that they said that it could only be up to three or four tefachim, what is it in reference to? It is a reference to Ba'amas HaMayim Gufa. It is in reference to the canal itself. And that is, the Rabbanan say that three tefachim is considered Karmelis. But then the difficulty was, but Rav Dimi said that it's only if it's four tefachim. Oh, but so now that Zi'iri holds that Rav Dimi, that what Rav Dimi's statement that he said that a Karmelis is not less than four tefachim is tanoihi. Zi'iri holds, no, that it is a machlekes tanoim, and therefore it's not difficult to him the question because it was in reference to the canal. And Rabbi Yochanan and the opinion of one of the Rabbanan were that it's up to three tefachim. More than three tefachim, the canal is going to be considered Karmelis. That's not like Rav Dimi. Shimon Gamliel says that it's only four tefachim. That would be like the opinion of Rav Dimi, that a Karmelis is only more than four tefachim. So again, we have a machlekes in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan regarding Rishuyas D'Rabbanan, if they are forbidden to transfer through Makom Patur. And similarly, we have a machlekes regarding if the opinion of Rav Dimi is debated by Tanoim or not. Now the Gemara asks, based on this teretz, but if you're saying that it's in reference to the Amas HaMayim itself, that the canal of water, if it's more than three or four tefachim, respectively, it's going to be considered a Karmelis, and then it would be forbidden to go ahead and lower your pitcher from your house and draw the water that's between the two homes. But v'tahavi kichurei Karmelis, let the canal be considered what's called the crevices of the Karmelis. And that is, this canal of water, even if it doesn't have the share of the Karmelis, which is what you're saying is permitted to draw from the water, if it's less than three tefachim according to the Rabban, or less than four tefachim according to Shimon Gamliel, then it's permitted, but it should still be forbidden based on the principle of chayre, of the crevices of the Karmelis. In other words, just like we say in Masechet Shabbos and the Dav Zayin Amud Beis, that chayre Rishus HaRabim, the holes of Rishus HaRabim, the crevices, are like the Rishus HaRabim itself. For example, as the Gemara there says, let's say you have a wall that's next to Rishus HaRabim, and it has a hole, and you throw an object for Amos, and it lands in that hole. There the Gemara says that you're liable, you're chayiv, because we consider that as if it was placed in Rishus HaRabim, because we view any crevices, any extensions of the Rosh Hashanah as the Rosh Hashanah itself. Therefore, the Gemara's question is, here also, since this Carmelist has a shear of a Carmelist, because it's much wider before it enters to the city, then even here where it comes into the city that it gets narrower, which again is either less than 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim, we should still view it as the halachic status of a Carmelist based on the principle of chayre, that wherever it narrows, we still view it as that an extension of its larger area, and therefore it should be us, even less than 3 or 4 tefachim. And that the Gemara answers, Abaye bar Oven, Reb Chanina bar Oven, the Amrit Havaya, both of them say, Ein Chayrin le Carmelis. We don't say this stringency of Chayrin for the halacha of Carmelis, and that is because Carmelis is only a rabbinic halacha, and therefore, although we say by Rosh Hashanah that even crevices, which are not the requisite share of Rosh Hashanah, but since they're on their next to the Rosh Hashanah, they're crevices of the Rosh Hashanah, we view it as Rosh Hashanah, regarding Carmelis, we won't say that. A second teretz the Gemara gives to this question, Rav Ashi Amar, afilu tema yesh chayrin lekarmelis. Even if you're going to say that there is the stringency of chayrin, even for the halacha of karmelis, but hanameli besmucha, that's only when it's right next to the shear of the karmelis. For example, let's say you have a hole in the wall that's right next to a karfaf, which is an area that's enclosed for non-residential purposes, which has a halachic status of a karmelis, that's more than beis hasayim, where there, that hole, yes, will have a halach of the karmelis itself. But hacha b'mefleges, here we're talking about where the chayrin, which is the rest of this canal, is very far from the area that has the shear of the karmelis, and since it's very far, we won't extend the area of chayrin so far to view this, even the area within the chatzeris, as if it had the halachic status of the karmelis. So that was the answer for this question, these two different answers on this question on Ze'iri. Now the Gemara goes and gives a third answer, a third approach to this measurement of 3 and 4 that was the Machlekes of Reb Shimon Gamliel and Rabban. Ravina says that this measurement of 3 or 4 that we said that if it's wider than that, then you cannot fill up from your window down from the Amas HaMayim that separates the two different homes, it's not like Ze'iri that he says that when it's the measurement of the canal itself, and it's not like Rav Dimi that it's the measurement of the banks to be able to transfer. So then what is it in reference to? So Ravina says, Kigoyin de'ovid la nifki. We're talking about when a person makes outlets, apuma, by the entryway and the exit of where this canal comes into the chatzar and leaves the chatzar. And that is, there are walls that are separating the canal from outside and inside. And the walls start near the bank of the either side of the canal, going within the lip of the canal on either side. But it's not attached in the middle because we want to be able to have the water enter and leave through that area. On that, the Ravina is saying, the Rabbanu go, according to their opinion, mentioned many times elsewhere that less than 3 tefachim we say love it. But 3 tefachim is already too large to say love it, and therefore then the area is going to be forbidden because that's already considered a pirza, a breach, and that it's totally open, and therefore the Carmelist that it is will make it forbidden. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, goes according to his opinion that's mentioned many times elsewhere, that it says in the first parak that less than 4 tefachim he will consider as lavet. And therefore what they're arguing according to Avina is not regarding the canal, not regarding the banks, but rather in the measurement of the breach of these nafki, of these walls. That is, there are walls that are separating. If it's separating, so then it's great. It's separating the area from outside and inside, and then you could draw the water. But if you have to have some space to allow the water to come in, so therefore if it's less than 3 tefachim, then that's not considered breach. We view it as if it's closed, and therefore it's separating the area from outside the chatzar and inside the chatzar. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even up to 4 tefachim he allows the halachic principle of love, and therefore it will still be considered closed, and therefore that will be considered separated from outside and inside. Again, those are the three opinions of what was less than 3 or less than 4. That's for this canal that's between these two homes. Either it's the canal or it's the banks regarding the transfer, or it's in reference to these walls that are breached, either up to an area of 3 or 4 tefach. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing with the halachas of mechitzas, of partitions for the usage, for the utility of water. So the Mishnah begins. Gezustara shehi lamayla min amayim. Regarding balconies that are above the water, and that is, you have a home that's open, that's right there by the sea. Now this balcony goes over the water, because now it's coming out of the wall. In Memal Hemen B'Shabbos, one is not allowed to fill up water from beneath the balcony onto the balcony on Shabbos, because that's taking from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachad. Elimkin Asur L'Mechitza, unless if one made walls either surrounding the entire balcony or surrounding the area of the hole that's 4x4 Tfachim squared in the middle of this balcony of this porch. And that's based on the principle of Gurachis, that we view the walls extending downward to consider it as if it's a Rishus HaYachad. And that's in spite of the fact that it's a Mechitza Tlui, it's a hanging wall. It doesn't go down all the way down to the bottom. But that was a leniency that we allowed regarding water. But to utilize kaif, that to say that you don't need walls, and we'll view it as if they're bent down, and then to extend the principle of good, as if it's going down, like Chananya ben Yakava, that the Tanakhama, that these opinions, these Rabban did not say. However, it has to be these walls surrounding, again, either the hole or the whole porch, has to be Gevoya Asar Tfachim, has to have a height of Tven Tfachim. And this would apply Bein Milmala, Bein Milmata, whether it's above, as normally balconies have, whether above this plank coming out, or even below it, that is, it's attached to the balcony right on bottom of it. Similarly, V'chein Shtei Gezuz Teroi, Zula Ma'ala Mezuz, the same thing applies to two porches, one on top of the other. Even if it's not one on top of the other, even if they're a little bit separated from each other, but within four Tfachim, as the Gemara is going to explain, as the Gemara explains, so then, if you made this tikkun for the upper balcony, that is, you made these mechitzas of a tenth falchem, again, either above the plank or below the plank, but you didn't do it for the lower balcony, they're both going to be forbidden to fill up their pails from the hole in the upper one, until they join together in the Erev, both inhabitants of both balconies, unless they make an Erev together to join together. Now, regarding the lower one, we didn't have to mention that they're not allowed to fill up from their hole because there's no mechitzas around. That obviously it's going to be us because that would be taking from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashayachad. But the chiddush is that even for the upper one that has the mechitzas, they cannot fill it up because we view them as joined because they're within the four tefachim of the lower one. And if they're not making an erev, we view them both as having rights over this area of the upper balcony, and therefore, since they did not join together, the lower one's going to make it forbidden on the upper one to utilize that area, that tikkun of lowering down the water to pick up from the sea up to their balcony. So the Gemara comments, "Masnit in the like Chananya ben Akavya." Our Mishnah is obviously not like the opinion of Chananya ben Akavya. The time, like we learned in the Braise, as we had discussed on Amud Alf, Chananya ben Akavya Omer. He says, "Gezustri shiyesh b'dala l'dala rames." A plank, a balcony that has a width of 4 amis by 4 amis. That is, those are the measurements squared, which is 24 tefachim squared. So he said, all you have to do is carve out an area of 4 tefachim squared in the middle, and then you can fill up, and you don't even have to have walls around it, as we had explained, because he applies kaif, which is bending down the walls on the sides, and then goit of extending it down. Now, since you're going to be having 10 tefachim on every around this nekiv on the width, so you could just bend down 10 this way, 10 this way, 10 this way, 10 that way, and then you have the 4 in the middle, and therefore you have 4 walls surrounding it, and then you apply good, and that's enough, and you wouldn't have to make mechitzas around it. Our Tana of our Mishnah obviously disagrees with that and says that you don't do good and then, you don't do kaif and then good. You would have to actually make real mechitzas around it and then say the principle of good, of that it's extending downwards. However, the Gemara qualifies. Although he said this great leniency, he only allowed it only by the Sea of Tveria of the Kinneret. And the reason being is, since there around the Kinneret, there are banks that go up very high, and there are cities, Vikarfifas, and non-residential enclosures that Makifas, I said, that surround it. So therefore, you have many different leniencies already. A, the sea is a Carmelis. With all these things that are surrounding it on some type of some subcategory surroundings. Therefore, that's where he allowed this chiddush of allowing this compound of kaif, of bending it, and then good. But regarding other waters, then he wouldn't be so lenient to allow both kaif and good. It's only over there where A was a caramelist and you already had all these things surrounding it. Therefore, that's where he allowed it, but in general, he wouldn't allow such a leniency. Related to this, the Gemara says, Tarabon, we learned the Braisa. Gimel Devarim Hitter Reb Chananya ben Akavi La'anshei Teveria. There were three things that Reb Chananya permitted for the people of Teveria. One is Memala Mayim Megazustri B'Shabbos, that one is allowed to fill up water from a balcony on Shabbos, that if it has an area of 4 amas by 4 amas squared, you don't have to have mechitzes, you don't have to have partitions surrounding it. The second heter was V'taymin, and one could wrap something. He could wrap his produce, ba'atza, which is the residue of beans. Now, although that it was gathered from the fields very early in the morning when the dew is still on it, however, that will not be machshir. It will not make the produce susceptible, vulnerable to tumah. As the Gemara later will explain, that although generally when produce comes into contact with a liquid, and one of them being water, that it makes it susceptible to tumah, that's only if one desires that liquid, then we'll make it susceptible. And that's what he said for the people of Teveria, although they're going early in the morning and it has dew on it, they do not desire it as because of its being wet, and therefore it will not make their produce susceptible to tumah. And the third leniency he told them was umistabkin baluntis, that one is allowed to dry themselves up with a luntis, which is a garment that one dries himself out when he comes out of the bathhouse, similar to like a towel. Now the Gemara explains all these three heterim. The first one, mimalamayim megezuz to b'Shabbos, that one could fill up water from a balcony that does not have walls around it on Shabbos hodamar. And that's what we had just mentioned before, that he applies koif and then to good. But again, as we had said before, that was specifically for the people of Teveria. The time number atzin, the second heter was that one could wrap his produce in atzin, in the residue of beans. Mahi, what was that heter? The time like we learned the brisa. Hishkim, if someone gets up early in the morning before it becomes day, lehevi psilis, to bring the residue of the produce from the fields to use it as wrapping, as to conceal his produce inside of that, lehevi psilis, to bring in that psilis. So then it depends. Imbishvil sheyesh olav tal, if the reason why he's going early in the morning is because that's still a time when the dew is still on that residue, and that's why he's getting up early in the morning, because he wants that dew that's on it, and therefore he gets up early before it dries up, and that's going to be beneficial for his produce, then harehu b'chiyutan. Then that will be included in the halacha, that we view this produce as if they had water that you had desired that got on there, because you do want it for that purpose, and therefore then the produce will become susceptible to tumah. But if the reason why you're getting up early in the morning is not because you want to do, it's just because you don't want to waste time from work, and the only time you have time to do these chores is early in the morning, then the produce will not be included in being susceptible and vulnerable to tumah, because you don't really desire the liquid that's coming in contact with the produce, and therefore it's not making it susceptible to tumah. And what his chiddush was, that v'stam, we continue at the top, of Pechesim and Alf, of Anshei Teveria, generally, the people of Teveria, is kamish le'yevatam emalachta dami, is that the reason why they would be doing it early in the morning is because they don't want to waste time from work, because these were people that, they were workers, they were people that were employed, and that's why they go early in the morning, and that was his heter to say, it's not going to make the produce susceptible to tumah, because you don't want to do, you just don't want to waste time from work, and that's why you're doing it early in the morning. The third heter, mistabke maluntis, and one could dry himself with a towel, mahi. What was that in reference to? The town like we learned the brisa. Mistapik adam, a person could dry himself on Yom Tov and on Shabbos if he bathed himself in cold water, baluntis, with this towel, and you don't have to be concerned that maybe you're going to squeeze it out. Umanicha bachaloin, and you put it by the window, v'loyim sirena lolaryon, and you're not allowed to give it over to the bathhouse attendants. And the reason for that is because they are suspect regarding that thing, which is a reference to schita, that they are going to squeeze it out, and that we're not allowed to give it to them, because then they're going to be over on Chil Shabbos. Reb Shimon says, you could even bring it with your hand to your house, and we're not concerned that you're going to forget and squeeze it out, and therefore you could transport it. And that was the third heter that he had said, that one could dry himself with a towel, and we're not concerned that he's going to go ahead and squeeze it out and be over on Shchita on Shabbos.